You're listening to CIP Podcast, the Study Abroad cast, Season 4, Episode 8. I'm your host, Eva. In this show, we explore the world of study abroad, offering advice, insights, and travel stories, bridging perspectives and cultures along the way. On this episode, we will be speaking with Grant. Let's get into it. Today on the show, we are pleased to welcome Gren. To get started, Gren, can you tell our listeners a little about yourself and your study abroad experience?
Of course, Eva. Thanks for having me. I'm a fifth-year marketing management student here at the University of Guelph, and I'm a peer helper with CIP.
Thanks, Gren. What are some of the highlights of your time abroad?
Yeah, so I was very lucky to study in Ireland for 8 months. It was a great experience, was able to meet a lot of really cool people, and was able to travel Europe, and it was an incredible opportunity.
That sounds amazing. You've studied abroad, so you know the benefits of exchange, but environmentally, getting on a plane isn't good. How is air travel impacting the climate crisis?
So getting on planes obviously is a huge part of studying and traveling abroad and exploring the world. You know, it's one of the things you have to do in order to get to certain places. But it's also important to, you know, recognize and be aware of the effects that the aviation industry causes to the environment. If the aviation industry was a nation, it'd be the top 10 global polluter. So it's definitely an issue and something we're looking here at CIP to kind of recognize and address.
You're working on a carbon neutral study abroad project. What's your goal with this project?
I'd say our main goal is just awareness. We want to, you know, give students the opportunity to recognize what we're doing and what we're working with. We partner with Planet Air, who helps to offset carbon. So yeah, the main thing is just awareness. We want to spread the word to all students traveling abroad.
Thank you. Is this really a problem? What were carbon emissions from CIP study abroad programs this year?
So I actually have some stats here we can break down. We calculated CIP's carbon footprint for the 23-24 school year, and we figured out that we had 281 travelers that studied abroad, which equaled about 685 metric tons of total carbon produced round trip through air travel. So that's about 2.44 metric tons on average per person. So the carbon offset cost would be about $60.94. So yeah, it's something we recognize, and we've kind of seen that there is an opportunity to kind of offset our carbon as a student body and people that have traveled abroad. So yeah.
Thank you for the data. Is there anything students participating in CIP's program can do help make their travel more environmentally friendly?
So like I said earlier, we're partnered with Planet Air, which is a great resource in order to calculate your carbon and offset it as well. So we've partnered with them. So if students go on there, you can go through our website and actually go through, calculate your carbon, you can pay for it, and we'll match any carbon offset that the students do. You'll also be entered into a draw to win a $75 prize pack full of University of Guelph merch and things like that. So yeah, our website's a great resource to kind of look more into this, explore it. And the Planet Air is also kind of a fun tool. It's really good. And it gives you a pretty accurate representation of kind of the carbon you're emitting when you travel. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for students to get involved. And yeah.
Well, thank you for all information. Do you have any final advice or insights that you would like to share, Grant?
I would. So kind of just wrapping up with this carbon, I recommend all students that are either traveling abroad currently or traveling abroad in the summer or fall to really look into this. We kind of talk about being a citizen of the world, and this is a great way to kind of address that and, you know, make sure you're paying your dues when it comes to traveling and exploring the world, because, you know, it does come at a cost in the environment. So it's a big positive to, you know, have a little change and impact on the world you're traveling in.
Thanks very much for the informative conversation, Grant. Well, that is all for today's episode of the Study Abroad cast. Don't forget to explore your own study abroad opportunities on CIP's website, uoguelph.ca/CIP, or follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is CIP_Guelph. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Graham for sharing his advice, insights, and travel stories. Stay tuned to our next episode where we look to unpack the study abroad experience even further.